kind of, he's picked things up very well. He's very smart, very good on the board. Done a nice job here on the field, done a good job on special teams. So, yeah, we're excited about him. Nice big kid, good strong kid.
Steve, you've been able to do more than anticipated?
No, he's been pretty much right on target, but he hasn't missed anything, which is great.
Has he been running mostly in the middle, or have you been kind of moving him around?
Who's this?
Kennard, in regards to...
The middle and all the special teams, yep.
It's encouraging when a practice ends on a touchdown like that. I guess he likes to see Eli and...
Well, it was quick. Let's put it that way. Of course, the referee, the guy that said touchdown, that was contested, but the ruling from upstairs came down and everything was good.
How have you seen the offense progress from where you started here, you know, when they first took the
field? It's slow, to be honest with you. The progress is slow, but steady. There are some days, of course, which are better than others. But we're getting there. We're getting there. There's a lot of things that have to be converted in the guys that have been here's minds, and the new people who have not been in a system such as this have got a lot to learn. So it's a work in progress.
What's the plan for the installation in terms of timing? Do you want to get everything in before you break next week?
You probably will not, but every situation will be covered in a small way. There'll be additional things once we have more time to, you know, get on the board and work it out, spend more time with the players. This is, you know, getting into this with a new situation of any kind, the hourly containment is a little difficult. You're on the field for a couple of hours. That takes better than half of your day. You stick a meeting in there and you don't have a lot more time. So our meetings will be extended when we come back, and I think that'll help a lot.
Coach, you mentioned the new guys for the team and the system, and also the rookies on the team. What are you looking for from them this time of year?
I'm looking for them to get me excited about what's coming up in a few weeks.
Anybody done that so far?
Yeah, there's been a few, yeah.
Beckham's still...
Yep, they're cautious. Obviously going to be.
Still the hamstring, nothing else developed.
Just
on
a ham.
How's Will Beatty doing?
He's making progress.
Is the expectation that he should be ready for training?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for, yeah. Right there or shortly thereafter.
What does he kind of need to do to get to that point at this point?
Get to the point where he can go, you know. I think he does a lot of things, and he's building himself up. And so that's basically where he is. He's doing all the rehab. But on paper, he wasn't scheduled to go to training camp. And, you know, we started out, he was doing some of the jog-through stuff and actually did pretty well. But a lot of that was on air. So
when you talk about Beeson, how important was it to actually have him? How important is he to this defense?
Very,
and
very
the fact
important.
That he's here for the second year.
Very important. Yeah, very important because of the nature of the player, the man, his attitude, what he brings to the table, his leadership skills, very important.
Coach, what do you like about so far about the tight ends? And I know it's a wide open situation, but is there anything that you've seen that encourages you?
What I do like is the fact that the young guys have, you know, jumped in there and done a good job of understanding what's been asked of them and really doing well and eliminating their assignment errors.
Has anybody jumped out in front of that pack with the tight ends?
Pretty much, it's another day by day. Somebody will do something well and one day, and then someone else on another day.
We've only been here a couple of days, but it seems like at that position, you're really, every day it's a different guy, you know, that gets their chance to kind of go
with
different teams.
They're all rotating through. Yeah, they're all rotating through, and they're all trying to give them all as many snaps as they can.
When you had Martellus Bend a few years ago, he came in as a guy who had receiving skills but had never really gotten the opportunity before he came here. Do either of the two veterans you have fit into that? I mean, they don't have a lot of numbers as receivers, but they do have some.
Well, I think the system allows for some of the opportunities that come, and then beyond that, it's the skill of the athlete. Both of these guys are sharp, both of these veterans, and they know their way around on the field. Obviously, they've been in systems before, and you know, we just like to take what they've done and the reason that we were attracted to them and expand on it.
What have you seen from Daniel Felser? He's obviously a guy.
He's done a nice job. Yeah.
What does he bring for you guys?
He's solid, very smart, dependable in terms of being able to figure whatever the design of the play is, he can do it, and he'll do it for you.
has Peyton Hillis kind of, what kind of shape did he come into? Look like
he's in great shape.
Yeah.
He's in fabulous shape. You know, that's nothing to do with shape. He just, he's actually practiced for about 4 days before disclosing even that he had an injury, and now, oh my God, you know, he's not been out here yet since. So we'd hope to get him next week, but we'll see.
What's the nature of the issue?
Just this muscle.